This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, to my good friend and colleague Jeremy Zakas, reporting on Australia's weather, its climate. This time of year, it's late summer for Australia, late winter for us here in the North Temperate Zone. Jeremy is observing weather that's not alien to what we receive in late summer. The hurricanes come up out of the Caribbean or out off the Atlantic. However, Jeremy, a very good day to you. You call it a cyclone. I'm going to guess, with wind speeds recorded up to 200 kilometers per hour, that's what we would call a Category 5 hurricane. Is that something that's regular that you see, even repeats itself, or is that unusual? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. That is something we do see from time to time, but we don't see it that regularly anymore. In fact, this new cyclone that's come off the Pilbara region, so this is on the northwestern part of Australia, so the top left of the map here, is actually unusually strong. So as you said there, it's really the equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane, and it's churning away there just off the coast of Western Australia and starting to slowly dissipate as it comes onshore, but still has a lot of energy behind it. And this is probably on the upper end of my cyclones, because most of the cyclones that hit Australia tend to be around about three quarters the strength of this one. So Zelia is really a very, very strong cyclone. And at the moment, what we believe is happening is that with the El Niño, the Indian Ocean dipole, and the oceans effectively being warmer than they normally would be at this time of year, combining that with all the cooler air in the upper atmosphere and some of the Antarctic blasts, it's creating these massive storm systems that are turning into these cyclones. So effectively, like your Category 5 hurricanes, we're getting absolute monsters now forming up the Australian coastline. So the short answer, John, is we do sometimes see these from time to time, but not something this big, probably this late in the season. Normally it's just maybe about a month ago. So this is a little bit unusual.
Where does the hurricane hitting Western Australia come from? Because I was under the impression the cyclones, you call them cyclones, came down from Indonesia and turned left and came down the Queensland shore. So it's on the western shore. Where is it? What's this origin?
Very, very similar. In fact, what actually happens is if you draw a line diagonally from where the cyclone is right now, which is in that northwestern part of Australia, and draw it diagonally heading sort of upwards and towards Indonesia and sort of like, I guess you could say towards Malaysia, it kind of forms in that body of ocean just between where the really humid conditions are in southern Indonesia and as you start to get towards the Malaysian sort of area, and the cooler winds that come up from the Indian Ocean to the south there. And in that whole area there, that's where you start to get this cyclonic mix. So it's really that area there, which, as you mentioned, very similar to what happens on the Queensland side, where it busts just in reverse. So you see the cyclones form offshore, basically towards that northern part where you have really humid conditions. Then they normally track towards Queensland and turn left and come down the coast. This thing basically did the same thing, except it didn't quite turn right down the coast. It just went straight into the headland and hit the Pilbara region.
All right. Now, there's all kinds of disturbed weather, but it's late summer, so I would expect that. Let's go to South Australia, where they're reporting a heat wave. How bad?
Oh, this is terrible, John. In fact, in Oodnadatta, South Australia, which is a small country town about 3 to 4 hours north of Adelaide driving, it actually recorded a temperature of 48.7 degrees Celsius on about Wednesday this week. Now, that in Fahrenheit is around about 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And not only did it happen on one day, the day afterwards was around 47 degrees, so still around 125 degrees Fahrenheit, and that was incredibly hot. In fact, it was the hottest temperature recorded on planet Earth for that particular day, and it was right in the middle of South Australia. And I can say right now, John, unfortunately, the temperature isn't much cooler. They're getting around about 42 degrees today, which is around about 110, 115 degrees Fahrenheit. So truly, it is absolutely oppressive there in South Australia right now. And it is a real heat wave by every definition.
And are you told to get used to this, Jeremy, that this is going to be your summer from now on, really big heat and really big storms? Do they talk that way?
They absolutely do. In fact, our Bureau of Meteorology just 2 years ago, and I know we've discussed actually the terminology and the discussions they had 2 years ago, they were preparing us for this catastrophic heat. And they often use the terminology, catastrophic heat waves are coming. And I think here we are. So the Bureau of Meteorology right now is telling people that this is normal, this is going to continue. All we can really do is prepare for it. So a lot of homes now around the country, and certainly any new homes being built, they have a very high insulation standard. So you must be able to keep the heat out and the cool in. Also, too, a lot of air conditioning now is actually at much higher standards than what they were actually built during the 1980s and 1990s, just to cope with the fact that we're dealing with a lot more heat. South Australia in particular has been warned that we could see temperatures of 50 degrees Celsius quite regularly in the coming years, which really is that 135 Fahrenheit plus. So, John, unfortunately, we are being warned that this is probably the new normal. While the Bureau of Meteorology doesn't call it climate change, it is saying that the climate is getting harsher. So that just might be a nuanced sort of toe tap to what we're seeing. But there's really no escape. And we're just being told to prepare and just be ready for it.
An item I saw last week, and I don't have all of it, but just this observation, that recently the observers of climate have noted that the increase in global temperature these last years has a contributing factor, not the, but a contributing factor. There are fewer clouds than there used to be. And that's the albedo effect. The sun bounces off and it acts as a shield for us. Now, why are there fewer clouds? I didn't understand. There's also less pollution in the air than there used to be. That also helps. So the weather is going to continue to be irregular because of that cloud cover until and if, I don't know, they didn't give the all clear. So let's go from Western Australia has a hurricane in the northwest. South Australia has heat wave at 40, 48. My, you don't go out in that. You just don't. You drink water and you stay in the shade. Now we come to New South Wales. I'm looking at what looks to be the end of a thunderstorm that flooded downtown Sydney. Did that hit you?
That absolutely did. And that was mainly during the week, believe it or not. Pretty much from Monday night onwards right through to, I'd say, Friday morning, we had absolute nonstop rain. Rain, thunderstorms. In fact, we got into a cycle where at 2 a.m. in the morning, you could tell that something was amiss because, one, it was very, very humid. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'd start to hear the rumbling of the thunder. You'd start to see the flashing of the lightning. And within literally 20, 30 minutes, we had some fairly significant storms form, especially here in southern Sydney. Then throughout the daytime, we'd get the rain constantly pushing through the city and pushing through the Blue Mountains. And it just was absolutely atrocious. But that only lasted 4 days. And as I'm speaking to you right now, the weather, while it looked a little bit rainy this morning, it's actually getting really, really mild. And we're looking at maybe 25 degrees Celsius days. It is a little bit humid right now. So we're talking about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's actually turned the other way. And I believe the rest of the week, we're actually going to have fine weather. So we certainly got the flooding here, John, but the good news is it's not sustaining at the moment. And in fact, we're going completely back to a mild temperate zone as opposed to the rest of the country. So I think we're very, very lucky here in Sydney right now.
This is new to me, the sea temperature off of Australia region. The chart that Jeremy provides me goes back to 1950. This is convincingly persuasive that it's getting warmer faster. Jeremy, you know what I'm talking about. From 1950 until it looks to be 1970, the sea surface temperature around Australia is reported between minus 0.25 centigrade and minus 0.5 centigrade. Since the 1970s, there's been a little variety, but it now is recording at plus, do I read this right, Jeremy? Plus one centigrade, plus one? That's a 1.5 swing in 40, 50 years. And that sea temperature is said to be determinative of irregular climate pattern, which is what you're living through. So let's go to Queensland. Anything that's always being hit by storms? Anything unusual? Do they have heavy rain too?
In fact, they've had heavy rain not only just over the week, but they're getting it consistently. So really the story in Queensland right now is that they are getting the heavy rain that they normally get, but they're not getting the reprieve in between. So often Queensland would have cycles where you will get periods of days of heavy rain, which is typically starts around about lunchtime, occurs in the afternoon. So very monsoonal, very typical of the monsoonal region. And then by nighttime, the rain kind of dissipates and you have maybe a good solid 12 hours without rain. But the problem is in Queensland over this last week is the rain came in the morning, it continued to rain throughout the day, stopped for a little bit, then rained again overnight. So what's actually happening now, especially in rural Queensland, so we're talking in the inland areas, they're getting a lot more rain sustained over a lot longer periods than they have in previous years. And while technically it's not unexpected, in fact, a lot of the waterways and a lot of the water management around, say, the Brisbane area, so the capital city of Queensland, is prepared for this kind of weather cycle, the fact that we're getting it now when South Australia is completely in a heat wave and there's a cyclone off the Pilbara region, it is all very odd, because normally you either get one or the other just because of the way that the weather systems work in Australia and where the energy is directed. But the fact that Queensland is getting a very, very strong rain band system right now on top of the rest of the country having some unusual weather, that in itself is something of the story. It really shows that the weather is quite irregular, and that warming of the oceans has a lot to do with it too, because that's generating the moisture in the air that's now dumping onto Queensland and causing all these issues. So it is quite unusually wet up there, but the Queenslanders, they're kind of ready for it. They've got flooding, but they've dealt with it before, so they're doing their best.
Yes, where the rain comes from is the ocean, and where it goes back to is the ocean. Jeremy, we have a way of saying rain these days that sounds particularly scary. They do it in California. They just did it again because one hit. They don't say a rainstorm's coming in from the Pacific, heavy rain for the next 24 hours. They call it an atmospheric river. Do you do that?
Yes, in fact, we have had that terminology just at the beginning of this season. In fact, we were warned about atmospheric rivers running across the top of Australia if La Nina actually kicked in. So, and you may remember back in November, we really had two options. Our Bureau of Meteorology told us it was either going to be catastrophically hot and dry across the entire continent until February, or we were going to have really wet and heavy rain, which is kind of where we went. But they described atmospheric rivers were going to be tracking across the very northern part of Australia and just pushing a lot of moisture and rain into it. So I think it has come from actually the United States, because I hadn't heard that terminology ever before, but it's very, very descriptive, and it explains exactly what's happening up there in the atmosphere and explains why you can just get these massive rain bands across the entire continent, which we're starting to get from the cyclone to the heavy rain in Queensland, and why there's just so much water coming down and landing on the land. So it is truly, it's a river in the sky.
It starts in Australia, but it doesn't stay in Australia. So the question is, what will New England be like in August of 25? We're headed to the reptiles, who are prospering in these unusual conditions. Actually, not only prospering, but they're doing things that are not easily observed ever before. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales, the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.